First down, Ingram the running back, and goal from the two. Quarterback keeper sweep from the right side. Ellinger across the goal line. Touchdown, Texas. What a drive to start the game. Sam Ellinger scores from 2 yards out, and the Longhorns lead 6-0. Ellinger out of the gun. Watson off to his left. Three receivers near side left. He's looking left, feeling some heat. Then a tuck and run at the 10, at the 5. Ellinger across the goal line. His second touchdown of the night. Touchdown, Texas. It's 16-0. Fourth and goal from the 1 yard line, moving left to right. Ellinger takes the snap, trying to go up the middle, trying to bounce, trying to cross the goal line. Yes, this time, touchdown. Sam Ellinger, his third rushing touchdown of the game, just made it across the goal line, and Texas leads 26-7.
Longhorn Nation, we're back!
All right, we'll talk about whether or not they're back. Impressive performance, a lot of other stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master, is back. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. So if you call or text or tweet or send a raven or however you do it, just put odds on it. What are the odds? It's good to have the whole band back together.
Good to be back. Yeah. Good to be back.
Yeah, Jong was off in Vegas. He said he won money.
What a life.
Yeah, so good to have him back. Good to have the whole team back as we start 2019 off with a bang. We're going to have a fun show today. I'm going to say percent 92.
We're back.
That's right.
Exactly. Hope everybody had a great New Year's. Although I kind of got bummed hearing some of the stories there at the end of Barry and Joel's show about people getting laid off, which unfortunately happens this time of year.
Getting laid off from here?
Not from here, no. Other companies around town, which sucks. But, you know, I've had to do that as a manager, and it's the one thing I hated most about the job was having to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to go tell somebody, and the way companies do it, it's like, oh, we need to restructure our company. They don't call it a layoff. It's like, oh, we have to restructure things. And getting rid of your salary is going to help us restructure. I hate it. Hate it with a passion. But we're going to have some fun today. I'm really excited to be here doing the show because I needed a break from the puppy menace in my home.
Oh, have things soured?
Things have soured.
Oh, no.
Because she figured out how to get up and down the stairs. And now it's a nightmare. Chasing her around all morning. And I found out the hard way. I'm sitting upstairs trying to do some work on my laptop. And I look around, where's the damn dog? And then here she comes up the stairs carrying a shoe. And then she just into everything. And then I didn't catch it. And she pooped in the house. And our Roomba ran over it, and so I had to clean that up. Yeah. Yeah, so she's gone from a 10 to a 4 on the cute scale, but it'll be an adjustment now because the whole house was one thing when I could keep her on the second floor, but now it's like I'm going up to take a shower, and I look up, and the damn thing's following me. I'm like, oh, no, we can't have this. How about your Longhorns last night?
I mean, obviously, we talked about this game as a motivational mismatch, but I mean it's hard for me to say it was all motivation, because like just power ranking lines, you know, 12-13 seemed like that's almost the straight power ranking numbers.
right
but so it maybe Vegas didn't account for it that much, but it was pretty obvious that the Horns were excited to be there and they were rolling. It ends up being a one score game, but they dominated.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been that close. And you know, and it's funny now, all the You know, I love all my Longhorn friends, but now they're coming out of the woodwork with, oh, we're back, and look, we're 3-1 against the SEC. Well, what's your record against the SEC in the playoffs?
Yeah.
But still, that's a good win, and it doesn't necessarily mean you're back to being Texas. I think that'll happen when you make the playoffs, but that's the next best thing, to go in and win a game like that and,
so that's the
and
first
look impressive doing it.
The first time they've won 10 games since I left.
Wow.
So the whole time I've worked in Houston, Texas hasn't won 10 games. The last time they won at least 10 games was 2009. They played the national championship game that year and lost, but they haven't won 10 games since.
It's a lifetime ago.
It really is.
And, yeah, you were still in Austin, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that was right before you, a little bit before you came here. But, yeah, I was glad to see it. Good for them. That's a good victory. And, you know, try to keep your steer under control. Other than that, not much to complain about. But they did. They dominated in both lines. And really, that game shouldn't have been that close. So, it's good to see. I was glad to see Aggie kick ass the other night. Let them have something to brag about. And future looks bright for those two schools.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-3776. And University of Houston made Dana Holgorsen official as well. And we talked about that a little bit on Monday. But I think that's a coup for UH. I think it's a great hire. And I think the kind of talent he'll be able to get there is going to match up really well in that conference. I think you suddenly have the best coach in that conference. He's going to have talent like he couldn't get at West Virginia. And they had success at West Virginia in a conference where you're never going to be a better program than Oklahoma or Texas. No. And maybe, to me, it's a lot like Tech. You're going to win some games, and once every 10 years or so, you might have a really good season. But it's hard to be better than those schools. In this conference, he's going to have the best talent. And
he should. Well, them and UCF, I guess.
Yeah, but and we'll see if UCF continues on this with, now that not Frost is gone. I mean, that Heupel had a really good year this year, but he also had a lot of his players.
Yeah.
But I think that is a terrific hire, and I think he'll do really well here. And I think it's the kind of thing that, for me, it erases the stain of the whole Briles thing. So I can actually start going to games.
You're back?
I'm back, yeah.
Okay.
Plus, I like Dana. I've met him a couple times. And he and Granato are boys.
Yeah.
So, I think that's a really good hire, and it erases a mistake.
I mean, I think that he is a damn good coach. I think that you are looking at an obvious upgrade. And offensively, you shouldn't miss too much of a beat.
No.
It replaces what they lost as far as their offensive coordinator goes. So I think it ends up being a pretty good move all around. I like him. I think this for him is, there's two things that made him want to come. Money, they paid really well.
Yeah.
Which
Tillman Fertitta has been a...
He's committed to it. That's what it boils down to.
With the Fertitta Center for Basketball now, and then to put that kind of money in on a coach, and from what I understand, they're going to have a really good pool for assistants.
Yeah.
So,
I think he believes he'll be happier here than he would be in West Virginia. And let's face the reality. Houston's not a place you go to win a national championship. The reality is, I don't think Dana saw West Virginia as a place he could win a national championship either.
Yeah.
Is there potential he could have made it to the playoff? Sure. Had they been unbeaten this regular season, they probably would have made the playoff, and they would have promptly gotten drubbed by Alabama.
Which so, I think we could say about anybody.
Yeah. So I really think that you're saying there's a lot of people who are saying, oh, it's a step back. I don't know if it is. I mean, if you were to say name five teams in the country from the group of five that actually ever have a chance, at least what we look at now, ever have a chance of making it, UH has got to be one of those five teams. Where West Virginia ranks as far as likelihood of making the playoff, I mean, they might be borderline top five in the Big 12. So it's it's a step back in prestige, but I think he's looking at his long-term chances to win, and he's looking at his quality of life, and it's better here.
And if he can win, I think the path here is easier to a New Year's Six than it is even at West Virginia.
I think
because
so too.
You don't have to. Well, next year they have to play Oklahoma, and that's the thing. Somebody asked me, what do you think of Derek King at plus 2,500 for the Heisman next year? Because he will put up sick numbers if he's healthy. Have you seen UH's schedule next year?
No.
I think they were looking at 6-6 with Major Applewhite.
Oh, so Dana's going to be tested early on.
He is. They open at Oklahoma.
Okay, we'll probably mark that one as an L.
And then they have Washington State here.
Okay.
And even their non-Power 5 team is no joke, North Texas.
Yeah,
but it is. And then in conference, they
go. You
know
what? Listen, when I always talk about these group of five teams wanting to be in the playoff, that's the kind of schedule I want you to play.
Exactly.
So they go undefeated through that, then you know what? They'll have some respect.
And here's their American Conference schedule. Cincinnati, who was really good this year, they didn't play. Memphis always gives them trouble. Yeah, these are home games.
Okay.
Navy home, SMU home. Road games, Tulane, Tulsa, UCF, and UConn. So they'll have three top 25 teams on their schedule, at least.
Damn.
And that's assuming that, you know, somebody like Cincinnati doesn't sneak in there. So, yeah, he's going to get a tough schedule right off the bat. And, you know, but that's what we always talk about. If you want to get into the playoff, go play that kind of schedule and run the table. And I also think that the other game, well, we'll talk a little bit about UCF-LSU because I think that one was pretty – LSU could have won that game by a lot more. And we were talking about this before we came on. I mean, it's like, oh, if UCF had their quarterback – go look at how many guys sat out for LSU.
Yeah. I think they had 11 guys – or they started without 9, and then they lost 2 more starters. But they had receivers playing cornerback. They had offensive linemen playing D-tackle. I mean, would Mackenzie Milton have helped? Sure.
Yeah.
But I think the talent that LSU was without was pretty substantial.
And fair question. Does the state of Texas now have the best group of coaches across the board? You got to feel pretty good about Herman and Jimbo after this year. And let's not forget Gary Patterson's pretty damn good up there.
Matt Rhule.
Yeah. Had a hell of a year with them. And, yeah, now Dana being here. And I like the guy Tech hired. I don't know if he'll have success there.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could certainly make that case because, you know, I think who's your competition? I mean, I don't know that Willie Taggart can coach in Florida. And, you know, hell, Mark Richt just left Miami.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can make that argument. And it's not a bad one. All right, guys. I have to tell you a great place to watch the games and a great place to get wings. And I am really excited to...
I hope Raheel brings us wings from this place when he loses the pool challenge.
Yeah, this is the place he's going to have to bring him from. Big City Wings, Houston's wing joint. And I'm always excited when we have clients that I'm friends with. And Sam does such a great job over there. And I love their wings. And they've got... I mean, they really put effort into it, man. And that's my only wing place now. It's also crawfish season. And they're going to have you covered on crawfish. Remind me to tell you a crawfish story a little bit later that our buddy Eric Sandler just shared on Culture Map. But they've got wall-to-wall TVs to watch the big game. All your college games that you want to watch. The championship game coming up is the last one, obviously. But that's the one. And you can book your corporate events. You can book your watch parties, your holiday gatherings. There's all kinds of stuff you can do. If you're going to have a big party here for a birthday, man, go there. It's a family-friendly restaurant, and they've got something on the menu for everyone. And if you haven't been to one of these yet, the atmosphere is fantastic. The food is just fantastic. It's fresh. It's made to order. Menu items like USDA certified Angus beef burgers, loaded baked potatoes, chicken tenders, bone in and boneless wings, and more. And how about this? Tuesday, they have their 2 for Tuesday. Monday, they have 70-cent chicken tenders all day. Wednesday, $7 all burgers and whiskey Wednesday. So if you're looking for a place to go just now leaving work, that's where I would go. Sunday, 25 boneless wings for only $14.99. Also, Bloody Marys on Sunday with the Bloody Marys. And a happy hour specials Monday through Saturday from 3 to 6:30 p.m. All right, go check them out. BigCityWings.com. You can follow them on social media. Facebook is Facebook.com/BigCityWings. Instagram.com/BigCityWings. Twitter is Twitter.com/BigCityWings. And you can find your nearest location, BigCityWings.com.
The want to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give up.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN's your number. Supposed to have a guest here. Is that they running late?
She got weather delay. I don't think she's going to make it in.
Oh, period? Oh.
Yeah, period. So continue on.
Oh, man. Well, that was, there goes the show.
Yeah, that was going to be interesting. We were going to have a former playmate. So.
Oh, well, I guess we'll just work.
Yeah, we'll just do what we do. Talk about sports.
Yeah.
And
lame.
Hey, did you see our commercial?
No.
Came out pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I saw it, and then I wanted to watch it, but I was like, oh, wait till I'm not watching it on my phone. And then I got to work, and I forgot.
It turned out pretty well. So that'll be showing up on AT&T Sportsnet at some point. So you'll get to – we'll see how it works. I'm excited about it. I think it turned out well.
Good.
And also, I ordered the first of the print books today.
Nice.
Jesus Just Left Chicago, so – those will be available for purchase online here any day now. I'm just waiting on some final stuff, but I ordered some, so I'll have one for you and John when they come in.
Awesome.
So very excited about that, too. So lots of good stuff. Somebody said, what are the odds the Steelers actually trade Antonio Brown?
I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, they didn't trade, if they didn't deal, put up with demands from Le'Veon Bell, what makes you think this will be any different?
Yeah.
But I will say... It looks like things are collapsing there. You know what I mean? It looks like it's not going the way that you would hope if you're a Pittsburgh fan, because now you've lost your best running back, you've lost your best receiver, your quarterback is aging, your coach isn't the sharpest tool in the shed. I just feel like, man, it's about to get ugly in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and I wonder if Big Ben doesn't just say the hell with this. I've had it.
Apparently the reason Antonio Brown is wanting to leave is because Tomlin and Ben are too intertwined, and he is disagreeing with Ben, and Tomlin is taking his side. So Antonio Brown knows he's the best player on that team.
Yeah.
And Juju Smith-Schuster's nice, but it's hard to know how good Juju Smith-Schuster is when Antonio Brown's not standing across the field from him.
Yeah.
We don't really know that. So I don't have high hopes for Pittsburgh going forward.
Yeah, and obviously you mentioned Le'Veon Bell. He's going to be gone. So take away Brown from that team. What do you have?
Not much.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. John, tell us a little bit more about your Vegas trip, man.
Went with the family, so we didn't do, you know, anything crazy. Although we did stumble upon a New Year's Eve party because my parents couldn't go. They had tickets to the Caesars New Year's Eve party, and unbeknownst to us, it was Gwen Stefani New Year's Eve party, which she wasn't there.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. But Zed, I don't know if you guys know Zed.
I don't know Zed.
Zed is a huge DJ. He was there. We partied. And also Jason Derulo, who's a big pop star, was there as well, around midnight. So we had fun. We made money. Or I would say Teresa made money at blackjack. She kind of kept me afloat. And I played. I didn't know you could do this in Vegas. I played war for money.
And you lost.
And I lost money. I was up $150, and I thought, hey, let's just make this an even $200. And I started to lose it all.
It happens.
Yep. Yep. But it was fun.
Yeah. As long as you had a good trip. Not a lot of drinking and weed, huh?
No. There's some drinking just at the tables and some at the party, but nothing. I mean, nothing that I needed Thrive Plus for.
No, that's always good.
Yeah, I'll be bringing mine with me when we go to Vegas because I plan on having fun. And I spent a lot of time the last few days when I wasn't watching football reading a bunch of poker columns from guys who kind of play the opposite of me to kind of, you know, I want to add some stuff to my game this year. Not my cash game. My cash game, I'm not moving. That's going really well. But for tournaments, I want to get I want to change my tournament play a little bit and just try to take it up another level. So I studied a lot, which I highly recommend anybody do. In any, you know, go back and read some books you haven't read in a while, stuff like that, whether it's poker or sports betting or whatever. It's a good thing to go and, you know, find some new things to add to your game. Because if you could just keep doing the same stuff, even if you're having some success with it, long term, you're not going to be successful. It's kind of like anything in life.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to get there and play around with some new things that I'm going to try.
I do have a couple pet peeves from the airplane.
Yes.
On the way back, there was a guy that was sitting next to me, and United very, very rarely does things right. Gave everybody on board free DirecTV, so I get to watch the Texas game while in flight.
Nice.
And because I had a vested interest in that, Texas plus 13.5. And the guy next to me, he wasn't large, bigger than I was.
Okay, that's pretty much everybody.
But his but his elbow was like on the armrest, and he was like changing my channels. And I told him I need to, you know, keep it on this channel. So he kind of moved it. But the entire flight, I was in the middle seat. His arm was all up on the armrest. I felt like it's an unwritten rule that the person in the middle gets both armrests, right?
I don't know.
I'm
always really careful if I'm next to somebody, though, because I've noticed that if you put your arm against it, it'll change your channel. So I don't do it. But yeah, I don't know about that necessarily.
And the other thing is
because the window seat person doesn't have a place to put their arm. The aisle person has the other side.
Yeah, he was on the aisle.
Oh, what are you doing in a middle seat anyway?
I don't know. I didn't get these tickets booked. but the other thing is when we started taxiing, there was a guy that must have been like five or six rows back. Everyone gets up, of course, as the plane lands, and right about two rows ahead of me, there was a couple that was exiting, and this guy from five, six rows back bolts all the way to the front, and I was just like, what the hell, man? Like, I was just like, this bleeping guy here, and he's an old man, and I feel like at the start of every flight, there should be announcements of these unwritten rules so that people won't do them, because that is one of my biggest pet peeves when people just bolt, and you just cause more traffic anyway when you do that kind of stuff. You run into people.
The only time that's acceptable is if you're really tight on a connection and you ask the people in front of you.
But this, we landed damn near at midnight.
Yeah, they might be going to Columbia or something.
My brother,
6 a.m. flight to Columbia.
My brother missed his he was supposed to be in Austin he flew to Hawaii for his honeymoon. And he had to be there for the first flight was at 5:45. It was Austin to LA to Hawaii. He showed up at 5:15, missed a flight.
Oh boy.
So I had to fly standby the rest of the day. From Austin to Dallas to LA. Long delay in LA. Finally to Hawaii. So we got there, I want to say 13 or 14 hours later than he was supposed to. So not good. Not good.
713 asked, best casino for blackjack/poker going to Vegas at the end of the month.
Whichever casino you're at.
Yeah.
For blackjack, whatever casino you're at.
The poker rooms, there's fewer and fewer each year. If you go to sportsmap.com and just search for Vegas, I did a whole piece on every casino we play poker at.
It's whatever casino that's going to make you money.
Yeah. I mean, a blackjack table is a blackjack table.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's definitely levels to the poker rooms that you play in.
Yeah.
And if you're a beginner, you know, maybe Treasure Island's not a bad place to go play for a while.
Yeah.
But, if you're not, if you're a beginner, going into the Bellagio is a pretty bad call.
Yeah, stay away from Bellagio and Aria.
Yeah.
But, kind of like TI and Excalibur are kind of your entry level.
Yeah.
And then it gets a little better when you go. It's almost like the quality of the casino, frankly. You go to MGM and Mandalay, it's a little better. And then but for poker itself, Bellagio's where all the big dogs are.
You want an easy poker game? Do it in a hotel that you don't want to stay in.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. That's pretty fair. All right, we're going to take that $5 blackjack at Hooters is fun. That's the one I'll do. I mean,
they got $5 blackjack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Only at Hooters.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's not true. There's a couple places that have
it. Yeah, there's places.
Hooters always has it.
There's places to do it during the week, but yeah.
And there's usually a line at Hooters to play the $5 blackjack. $5 blackjack just annoys me at this point.
I remember we were flying out one day and we had lunch there, and we had a little time before the car, and that Hoffman had to go to the $5 blackjack. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Scabby Simon, Simon by Anoimoe.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody says that the Treasure Island shut their poker room down because it wasn't making them money. That doesn't surprise me because almost there's just not that many of them left. And there is it's not on here, but there is a list of closed poker rooms that you can find.
Mm.
I think the Luxor was the last one that I remembered, and Monte Carlo, but they were redoing Monte Carlo.
Yeah, Monte Carlo, now I'm guessing they've reopened with a new room, because now what's it called? Park MGM?
Yeah, but I don't know if it has a poker room.
Okay.
So I don't think you're going to see new casinos putting in poker rooms. It's just, to be honest, they don't want you playing poker. They want you at the blackjack table, and they want you pulling pulling those one-armed bandits and spending your money that way. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. You know what? I was kind of looking at the playoff matchups today.
Mm-hmm.
I think we actually have some really interesting games this weekend.
No doubt. And I think what you can tell that that's the case because every underdog this week, the line has moved closer to zero.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it seems like there's obviously when that's happening, that means there's really competitive matchups. I think you've got three of the games have a point spread under two. And then I think the Bears Eagles was down to five. So, I mean, it's hard to ask for much more than that, right? I mean, you've got good competitive games.
Yeah. And
at least on paper.
And I think you've got some teams that I'm not going to be shocked if a couple of them go in and win next week. If they get by this, because this is the first time I can remember where there's not at least two games where you say, oh, this is going to be ugly.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be shocked if the Colts go in and win. I'm not going to be shocked at whoever wins out of Chargers Ravens. And I think that Eagles Bears game could be more interesting than maybe people think. And I think Seahawks Cowboys is almost a flip to me. So the fact that I don't have a really good feel about who might win the damn games, it kind of excites me. Is that Jeff? Is that who that is?
Jeff. Sports to you, Jeff.
Sports, guys.
Howdy.
My question is about Nick Foles. If he beats the Bears this weekend, which is possible technically, he has better stats than Carson Wentz. He won the Super Bowl for him. And if he beats the Bears, what are the odds he might start next season over Carson Wentz, given that everybody in Philadelphia will love him even more?
Well, the problem with that is you don't know if Carson or if Nick Foles is going to be in Philadelphia next year. I mean, the problem
is what you have to pay to have both those guys.
Right.
So you're going to have to make a decision. And if you decide you're bringing back Nick Foles and you're going to franchise him and pay him $28 million or something, then you're trading Carson Wentz.
But I mean, there's no chance
you can have both those guys on the roster next year. For what
can you picture a scenario where they trade Carson Wentz?
I can't either.
Although, I mean, he's had flashes where he looked too good to make a move like that.
Yeah, he had a stretch last year where he was playing like an MVP, and he hasn't been that since. But I think he can get back to it. And yeah, I mean, it's a nice problem to have, but there's no way. And I don't think you try to keep Foles because he's older. You know, yeah. Wentz is younger. You'll have him for longer. And yeah, if he makes another deep run, fans can love him all they want, but kind of hard to keep them both on the roster.
Yep.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Stalker Brian says Jong was kind of hot in the cheerleader outfit. Could he fill in for the playmate?
I mean, it works for me.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
She's not quite built like me.
What do you mean?
Bustier.
Oh, hey now. So, have you met her, John?
No, but
you're just assuming.
Yeah, when you asked, you had a couple questions pre-show, so I just Googled.
Quick Google search.
Yeah,
I'm sure not a perverty one. Like you didn't go.
No, like Wikipedia stuff.
Okay.
Well, there were nudes.
Were there?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, she was a playmate.
Well, yeah, but did you go searching out her nudes?
No, I'll do that on the break.
Okay.
So. Well, I mean, hey, they're out there.
I guess they are.
And I would have liked to have asked her, you know, a few questions about that, but oh well. These things happen. J-Rab says, surprise me the casino's not wanting poker rooms. They aren't at risk for any loss, just free money with every rake. Well, actually, that's not true because you have to pay dealers. You got to pay somebody to run the room. So there's some overhead there. And in the case of Treasure Island, they only had like 7 tables. It was a really small room. So and I don't ever remember playing anything more than 1-3 there. So it's not like you're getting a lot.
You're not making big dough there.
No. And you know, I think the problem now is you're just getting fewer and fewer rooms. Well, that's good for those rooms, but it's not great for the player because you know, some of those places, if you're trying to get into a 2-5 game, there's a long ass wait already. And some of the tournaments fill fast. And that's one of the things that I've been noticing the last few times. You got to get there and sign up earlier. You might not even get in the damn tournament.
Yep.
And, you know, there's no problem with making an alternate list, but there is when, by the time you get in, the blinds are already so high, you have one move.
Right.
So, I think I can understand why they're going away from it at smaller casinos, but it's not good for the player. And it's always better in anything in life when you have options. So, 832, would Foles on the Jags be a problem for the rest of the AFC South? Yeah, I think he would be. I think that's a guy that better be a target for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Foles, Flacco, they're going to have some options for a veteran quarterback. Hey, I'm going to give something away to the people because I love the people.
Do it. I dare you.
How about super fan access to the 2019 Rodeo Houston Star Entertainer Announcement Party, which is tomorrow at the NRG Stadium Directors Club from 6 to 9, live entertainment, hors d'oeuvres, cocktails. I've got 4 of these to give away. You have to come get them, though, early tomorrow because it is tomorrow night. So you have to come by the station and pick them up. But there are 4 of them, so you can take 3 of your favorite people. And this is fancy. You're going to get fancy. Hors d'oeuvres and cocktails, and you get to find out who all the rodeo performers will be. So at 4:45, we'll take the 5th caller. So if you want to do this, or you know somebody who really wants to go, tell your friends. We're going to give it away. 713-780-ESPN. So when is Eric coming in again?
Monday, I believe.
Okay, cool.
Why, are you hankering?
No, I was just wondering because with all the holiday schedule, we got messed up.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to congratulate him on winning our pool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Who finished second in that?
Was
that you?
Yeah. That was me. It was such garbage because I was one game behind him. And Eric never picks college games in our pool. You have to pick 5 games a week.
Right.
He never picks college games. He doesn't even follow college football. This week, he picks three college games. The same three that I picked. Basically, just trying to nullify my plays. And that's what I get for posting my picks online and stuff like that. But he out-strategied me, is what he did.
Sorry to hear that.
Me too.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Boy, I mean, her nudes are kind of old, but they're nice. Just saying. Too bad. I would have liked to have asked her which of these was her favorite. All right, don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
ESPN 97.5.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got
from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hey, check out sportsmap.com. Lots of great stuff on there today. Josh posted an MLB roundtable video with Alex Bregman, Jake Mariznick joining A-Rod. I've got a story up on Dana Holgorsen and what a good hire I think that is. Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters is up. And got a couple from yesterday. Jermaine did making a case why the Texans should go after Adam Gase's OC in the offseason, which I think is a really good idea. Don't think Billy O would go for that, but I think it's a good hire. And we have a how to avoid overtraining syndrome from one of our fitness people. So lots of good stuff on SportsMap. And, we got some stuff done today with some of the little glitches from the changeover. And it's almost where I need it to be now. So Drunk Bevo asked if you ever played against a professional player. If so, how was the experience? I've played against a lot. And I still say to this day, I've never learned more. I learned more poker from Matt Dean in 6 months' time than I have any time in the rest of my life about how to play. He's fantastic. Jason Lester was a guy that I played with that he final tabled a couple times, and he's the hardest player I've ever had to play against, and I just avoided him most of the time.
That's a good move.
Yeah, and Chris Ferguson, Annie Duke, Brent Carter, played with all those guys. Antonio Esfandiari one time here in town. It's really, the truth is I tend to avoid those guys. And Amarillo Slim used to run games out at the racetrack I played in. But you just kind of stay away from them unless you've got something really good. And there's always enough people at the table to get chips from.
Yep.
So it's not really that different. I kind of do the same strategy anytime I sit down at a table. I do my best to figure out what the players, who's good, who's not. They'll tell you in the first 10 minutes just by watching most of the time. And, you stay away from the good players unless you've got something really serious, and pick on the ones that you know are going to be looser and maybe playing to the end with lesser holdings. And, most pros are going to, they're not going to hang around with absolutely nothing, especially tournament play. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody asks, is UH really a better job than West Virginia? And we talked about that at the top of the show. I don't know if it's better, but I don't know that it's...
Maybe it's a lateral move. I mean, West Virginia, it's more prestigious to play in those big conferences. And West Virginia is a football school, so it's not like he's coming from Kansas to UH.
Right, right.
I mean, West Virginia is a pretty solid Big 12 football program. But what are the odds that that gets him to a national championship? I don't know. He's losing the guy. I really think the reason why West Virginia looked as good as they did this year, they had a special player at quarterback.
Yep.
He's going to be gone. He's like, okay, well, I can either try my damnedest to find another special player at quarterback, or I can go have one built in for me.
Yeah.
And
a couple waiting in the wings, frankly. So, I mean, he's – and again, I think the talent – he'll be able to have here against the conference he's in will be significantly better than what he'd been able to do at West Virginia in terms of the teams he's playing against. And that's, if he can
go and run the table in next year's schedule, they'd have a real case to get in a playoff.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to happen. I think I don't see any way you go into Norman and win week one.
That'd be tough.
Yeah. But it's not like he's going to be – he's a guy that's going to be intimidated by that. I mean, he's played there before. And they do have some advantages. And well, one of the advantages is also one of the biggest disadvantages at West Virginia. That is a tough road trip for anybody to go in there. So you've got a really good home advantage. But the disadvantage to that, it's also a tough place to travel out of.
Yeah.
And you know, UH hardly ever leaves the state for most of their games, and most of them are pretty close. So 713-780-ESPN. What is the most cost-effective casino to stay at in terms of room rates?
There's a lot of them. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you're like, the reality is you can stay at the Luxor for $50 a night.
Yeah, same thing with Treasure Island.
But I'd much rather pay $115 or $120 a night and stay across the street at the MGM.
Yeah, or Mandalay.
Yeah.
But that, it just kind of depends on, you know, what, if you just want to stay cheap, just go stay at a regular hotel and
off the strip.
Yeah. And that's the easiest way. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
Looking at this recruiting rankings. The difference between West Virginia had the 52nd ranked recruiting class this year. Houston had the 72nd. There ain't much of a difference there, especially when you're considering the competition you got to go up against.
Yep.
There's not a big difference there. Although I will say that's lower than I would have thought for Houston. Their AAC rank, 6th.
Yeah, that's not a very good – well, maybe that's another contributing factor.
To why they need a new coach?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's – at least, and this is according just to one site, and I don't know who's believable, who's not, but I don't see a single 4-star recruit for 2019.
Yeah, usually – I mean, they mostly get 3-star guys that – you know, are really good athletes that maybe are a little undersized or that need some development time. And then, you know, the idea is to coach them up.
West Virginia had 2 4-stars, both secondary guys. So, I don't know. I don't blame Dana Holgorsen. I mean, he's doing what's going to make him happy.
And he's making money. Yeah. Obviously, they didn't want to pay him there. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Lon says UT's not officially back, in his opinion, until they put someone in the NFL in the first round. I think you've got to put a couple of years together here. And that's, you know, this next year should be, you take another step forward, you should be in the playoff conversation.
Yeah.
And then I think you can say you're back.
Texas wins the best mascot prize.
It's true.
You tried to kill that dog last night. Yeah, I love it.
And almost killed a woman, too.
Yeah, you're supposed to have that thing drugged up. And I actually know the guy who's like the handler for that cow. But apparently they lowered his dose last night. He almost got after that dog.
Yeah, that would have been funny. And then they got after the rest of the dogs after that. So, but good win for Texas. We talked about that a little bit. We got a lot more to get to, man. There's tons of stuff that we haven't even touched on yet. There's already mock drafts out there, believe it or not. So, and I want to get, maybe we'll do this when we come back. Kind of curious why Cliff Kingsbury is getting NFL head coaching interviews.
I have no idea. I mean, to me, it's almost like the Mike Vrabel thing. Like, oh, he's a good-looking guy. This guy looks like he could head up a program and, you know, we'll just put some good coordinators around him and it'll work. I don't get that idea. It's very odd.
Yeah, and not only that, he could have been more successful at Texas Tech, and not that he was, you know, he was, I would say, mediocre there. What about that tells you he's going to go to the NFL and be a great head coach?
Nothing.
So I'm just kind of curious about that, but oh well, I guess we just did talk about it. Hey, guys, you interested in live Greyhound racing? Well, guess what? It's returning to the Texas Gulf Coast at Gulf Greyhound Park. You're going to have live races every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock. And on Sundays at noon, they're going to have a big stakes race this year. It features a $50,000 Texas Bred Showdown Stakes. And you can watch and wager daily on the greatest Greyhound and horse track 7 days a week. So if you want to go and get simulcasting, they got you covered down there. But live racing, and they don't do this very often. They did it last year, and then just so happens that they were able to get things set up to do it again this year. They're located at Exit 15 off the Gulf Freeway in Lamarck. You can go to golfgreyhound.com for more information. They've got the list of all the simulcast tracks you can play there, all the info on their racing. And they're open at 11 a.m. daily, 7 days a week for simulcasting. But you want to get live Greyhound racing Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday at 7 o'clock, and Sundays at noon at Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck. Go and check it out. My brother's still the announcer down there, so say hello. Or you can go to golfgreyhound.com and catch the races. Out on the West Coast, I gotta get back. I can't let
this go. Saturday sun. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.